Be not solicitous for your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. People often say that they are scandalized, but what they really mean is that they're hurt, appalled, or outraged, or something of this sort by what's actually happened. And in light of some of the political events and the fact that we buried a rather noted political figure recently, some people say they were scandalized, which is really not exactly accurate. The formal definition of scandal is that somebody does something that's less right or says something that's less right that occasions spiritual ruin. In other words, that it causes the person either to lose their faith or the other person to lose their faith or fall into mortal sin. One can cause scandal not just by bad actions, but even by good actions or words if a person isn't careful or circumspect, that is paying attention to the circumstances. Scandal is not a cause of the other person's sin. Let's be very clear about that. It's called the occasion of another's fall, because the person who takes scandal, not the person who causes it, but the person who takes scandal, has to make a choice to be scandalized by it. Scandal is of two kinds, therefore. Passive scandal, in which the person is scandalized, so someone does something and then the person is scandalized, so that's the passive scandal. And then the active scandal, in which the person is the one who does something which causes the other person to be scandalized. And again, it's not a cause in the strict sense, but it is the occasion. And so the person that gives the scandal is the occasion of another person's spiritual downfall. In like manner, active scandal is always a sin in the person who gives scandal, since either what he does is a sin, or if only it has the appearance of the sin, it should have been left undone out of the love of neighbor, which binds each one to be solicitous of our neighbor's welfare. Spiritual welfare, what does that mean? In other words, if you're going to do something which you know is going to be the occasion of scandal for other people, you don't do it, even if it's something good. Although that will need to be modified just a bit, as we'll see. If the person persists in doing it, he acts against charity. In other words, active scandal is a sin against charity. Because charity does what? It seeks the spiritual welfare of everybody. And so if a person does something to be the occasion of scandal, then in point, in fact, he's acting against the love of neighbor. Yet there can be active scandal without sin on the part of the person who's scandalized. Now, basically what this means is that there are certain times when a person does something unbeknownst that another person finds something sinful when it's not, because what the person is doing is not. Let me give you a concrete example. Once in a while, people say, "Father, I'm scandalized that you're having a beer." I'm like, "Give me a break. You know, you're not scandalized. You're just saying, oh, well, drinking is a sin." No, it's not. Something that is specifically counseled in Scripture cannot be a sin. When St. Paul said, you know, "Timothy, take a bit of wine, it's good for the stomach." You know, and let's recall that Christ converted water into wine, not wine into water. So the point is that people will say they take scandal, or that something will be the occasion of scandal, and there's nothing wrong with it. Now, that doesn't mean that certain times you realize, okay, these people are particularly sensitive, so I have to be careful. That's true, too. On the other hand, there's certain times when it's good just to let people know, look, this isn't sinful behavior, and if you're taking scandal, that's something of a problem on your part. There's two types of active scandal, direct and accidental. The scandal is accidental when it is beside the agent's intention. That is, a person doesn't intend to cause the scandal by his disordered deed or word or by something he does that is good, that might be the occasion of another person's spiritual downfall. But he just does these things merely to satisfy his own will. So if someone does something because they just want to do it, not realizing or not thinking or not intending that it's going to cause other people's downfall, that is accidental. Then there's direct. This is when the person specifically does something because he wants to scandalize other people. And it's opposed to fraternal correction. It's a sin against fraternal correction. Fraternal correction is the action by which we take away or remove from somebody some type of spiritual harm from them, whereas this is actually putting in something in a person's life which will actually spiritually harm them. Active scandal, if it be accidental, may sometimes be a venial sin. For example, when through a slight indiscretion a person either commits a venial sin or does something that is not a sin in itself, but has the appearance of some sin. For example, a common one of giving scandal, and this is something which most people don't think about, a very common thing that causes the venial sin of scandal is gossiping. Because what will happen is people will start gossiping, knowing it's a venial sin, wanting to take it, but what ends up happening is it draws the other person into committing venial sins as well, and that's to their spiritual ruin. So the point being is that is a cause of scandal. Scandal is far more prevalent than most people realize. You know, when we draw other people into sin, provoking other people's sin. Another classic example of scandal is when kids are pressing the buttons of their parents knowing they're going to get a specific reaction. It's a cause of scandal. Why? Because of the fact that they're drawing their parents into spiritual ruin. Sometimes the scandal is actually when parents will use vulgarities or profanities or do something sinful in the presence of their children. That's a very common form of scandal. On the other hand, it's sometimes a mortal sin, either because a person commits a mortal sin or because he has such contempt for his neighbor's spiritual welfare that he declines, for the sake of procuring it, to forego doing what he wishes to do. But in the case of active scandal, direct active scandal, as when a person intends to lead another into sin, if he intends to lead him into mortal sin, his own sin will be mortal, even if what he's doing is only venially sinful. Let me give you an example. Suppose the person knows that if he just, you know, says some profane word, knowing that it's going to cause the other person to lose complete control of their anger, and as a result fall into mortal sin, then that scandal becomes mortally sinful. And in like manner, if he intends by committing a mortal sin himself to lead another into venial sin, in other words, his sin would be mortal as a result of it, because of what he's doing, not necessarily the scandal. Scandal is only venially sinful, but what's attached to it is something that's, what he's doing is mortally sinful. Whereas if he intends by committing a venial sin to lead another into venial sin, there will only be the venial sin of scandal, such as in the gossiping, sucking other people into talking badly about other people and things of that sort, which incidentally, gossip is a broad term. It's actually a combination of various sins. It's usually a combination of detraction, that is saying something true against somebody in order to take away from their reputation, saying something, or calumny, which is saying something false about somebody in order to take against their reputation. And usually it's kind of rooted in the sin of murmuring. That's the sin in which we say something bad about somebody to someone else in order to that this other person that we're saying it to will lose their affections for the other person or side with them and not have the same affections for that other person. Very common, actually. The spiritually perfect may be the occasion of accidental active scandal because they may be unaware that the good action that they are doing will be taken wrongly by another. And so he has to be very circumspect, that is, keeping track of circumstances. And sometimes he has to forego certain things for the sake of not causing scandal in the imperfect. But he never, that is, the spiritually perfect, never intentionally causes active scandal. He never does anything to draw other people into sin or to lose their faith. What are the causes of active scandal? Immoral actions, such as living with one's girlfriend, because non-Catholics will look at that and say, see, the Catholics aren't any better than the non-Catholics. Or when a person uses vulgarities and profanities and people know that you're a Catholic, and they'll look at you and say, well, I don't see how you're any different from us, so why should I convert? Inciting impurities, such as when a boyfriend makes advances to his girlfriend, since this can be the cause of the spiritual ruin of his girlfriend. As I've said 100 times, or more probably, it's unmasculine for him to do that because of the fact that it's his job to protect her honor. And as I mentioned, gossiping. People engage in it for the pleasure of talking, which is means it's a sign it's rooted in intemperance, for curiosity's sake, because they want to know something about other people. But often, as I said, it ends in murmuring and contumely. Things spin out of control in discussions, and then people's reputations are damaged. In trad circles, this emboldens people to think that they need to correct someone when they have absolutely no idea, often, what is going on because the gossip has spun out of control. So what will happen is, a group of people get together, they start, one person happens to see something of which they have no clue what it is, it's just some appearance, and they automatically jump to conclusions because trads are always suspicious and always judge in the worst conceivable light. Then what ends up happening is they say, did you see that? So-and-so, so-and-so. And next thing you know, there's this whole kerfluffle in a parish over the fact that one person couldn't keep their mouth shut about something of which they knew nothing about. Okay. So what's the moral of the story? The other thing is, trans are kind of guilty of another thing. They'll go around talking about all the bad things that Bishop X or Priest X did, not realizing that all they're doing is making it more difficult for the person to develop piety in relationship to the offices of priest or bishop or the pope. That's a form of scandal. There's a lot of active scandal in the trad movement. A lot of it. In fact, very often, they're the ones really spreading all the garbage. And this is a serious problem. In fact, a lot of them are taking scandal as a result of it. That we'll talk about in the next homily. Another cause is ignorance, is when a person is truly ignorant of the Catholic doctrine, barges in to defend what they think is the truth, but in the end becomes the occasions of other people's doubt of faith. This is one of the classic examples is baptism of desire. Most trads don't have a clue that every doctor of the church and every saint of the church has always upheld the doctrine of baptism of desire. Every one of them. It's a formal, infallible teaching of the church coming from the Council of Trent. And they barge in and say, no, there's no such thing because you have to be baptized and to be Catholic in order to be saved. That is just out and out heresy. And what it ends up doing is dragging other people into heresy. So the moral to the story is, if you're ignorant, educate yourself. That will help us all a lot. The second thing is keep your mouth shut. If you don't know what you're talking about, and just because no one else is defending a doctrine doesn't mean it's your place to barge in and defend it, because you may be ill-equipped and end up causing more damage than good. So be very careful. Okay, so what's the moral of the story? Don't scandalize people. In the next homily, we'll talk about passive scandal. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.